And we welcome you back here with Tom Zimmer North leading Lacey 13-7. Teams starting to make their way back onto the field. Mariners have done that. So let's quickly run through the scores from today. Is this the last game of the night? No big surprise here for number four Manalapan. They take care of Marlboro 41-0. Exciting game between Monmouth Regional and Holmdel. Another one of those big leads that a team lets slip away. In this case, Holmdel, as Monmouth Regional comes back to win it 39-37. If you're a fan of games with a lot of points this weekend, you had some pretty good games to go and watch. This was one of them.
Yeah, sometimes they were one-sided with one team scoring most of the points, but that one was where both of them. I feel good for a good friend Richie Mosca, who in his second year at Monmouth Regional took over late in the contest, late in the beginning of the year last year, was an assistant there, and then coach, I believe, got an administrative job, and he took over to keep the program, on the same level that it was, and he's got some players there, and some big time players, got a lot of speed at Monmouth, and looked good in winning today, and he's 1-0.
Brick knocks off Brick Memorial, a game that you saw, Ed, live and in person, 42-0. The final score in that one, close for a quarter. And
well,
then
half,
and
half
then,
actually, 7-0 at half. Brick Memorial, probably had the better of it in the first quarter. Quite a few coaches saw that game, that will be playing both Brick and Brick Memorial down the line. I was talking to Dave Osowitz, who was there, and he said he thought Brick Memorial looked real good in that first half, and Memorial got a break the beginning of the game. They were 3 and out and punted, and the ball happened to hit a Brick player in the leg, just skimmed his leg, and Memorial recovered on about the 30-yard line, but got nothing, left points on the board, could not push it in. I was very impressed with the Brick defense. I thought Rob Dahl had his team ready to play, both offensively and defensively. He's playing a lot of guys one way. Including Ray Fattaruso, he's a big-time two-way player, but playing a lot of guys one way, which keeps them fresh. Their defense played outstanding. I don't know what the total yardage was, but Memorial probably under 100 yards on the total on the day. They alternated two quarterbacks, Joe Hans and Santiago at quarterback for Brick Memorial, and alternated them every series. So, you know what they say, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any, right? That's the slogan goes. I think they have to zero in my opinion, to one quarterback. And it's tough to alternate quarterbacks, although Warren Wolf from Brick, the old coach, did it for so many years. He alternated quarterbacks, and it certainly worked for him. So we'll see what happens to Brick Memorial. They come here next Saturday afternoon for a 1 o'clock game. Playing on Saturday as opposed to Friday night because of our game of the week next week, East and South.
A couple of B Central games from today. Shore beat Keyport 21-6. Modern Day Prep over Kingsburg 42-6. No surprises there on either side. And B South, Lakewood taking care of Central Regional 22-7. You can get all of the updated information by logging onto our website at shoresportsnetwork.com. Also, listen to us each and every Thursday live from the Water Street Grill in downtown Toms River from 7 to 8:30. We'll go through a complete recap, a preview. We'll have tons of guests on during the course of our 90-minute show that we do each and every Thursday. As we await Lacey to come back on, Toms River North has been out for the last couple minutes. Lions about set to come on. We'll take one more timeout, come right back after this. 2-minute pause. We're back with Toms River North leading Lacey 13-7. You've been listening to the Horn Law Group halftime show as part of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here live from Gernard Field, the home of the Mariners of Toms River High School North. Matt Horman, Ed Saraluca, your broadcast crew tonight. Brad Burascano and Zach Collins, our engineering staff. Brad here. Zach staying dry back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network. Halftime coming to a close with Toms River North up by a score of 13-7 over the Lions of Lacey. So this one still hanging in the balance just a little bit. As Ed told you, it'll be Toms River North getting together with Brick next week. So this one, obviously, an important one moving forward. Every conference game in A-South expected to be so competitive during the course of this season. One of the top divisions year in and year out.
Brick Memorial they'll play, Matt.
Brick Memorial,
yeah,
excuse
right,
me.
Yeah.
Lacey will kick off. North with an early opportunity to make a statement here as Parker Day going back, Bryce Watts going back. Here is Davis to kick off. Short and returnable. It will bounce past Watts right into the waiting arms of Parker Day, who breaks a couple of tackles, gets out over the 35, fumbles the football, but they will say he was down. Close. But Toms River North dodging a bullet right there. And it will be North football to begin this third quarter at the 36-yard line.
Lacey did recover that, Matt, but they did say his knee was down. Questionable call there.
Day in motion to give up the middle. Now stretching it off to the left to Sante Moore. And there's Moore with some extra push again. That's what happens when you're a 215-pound tailback and you've got some size kind of pushed into the pile. He's gotten a lot of extra yards that way. Two or three more right on that carry. Make it second and three. Ball set from the 43-yard line. Husney will send Day in motion. The give is to Moore again. Again off the left side. And again able to get good yardage. This time a pickup of four. That's going to be enough for a first down. Very similar, Ed, to how Tom Zervenor started the game. A heavy dose of junior running back Asante Moore. First and ten with Day in motion. Two receivers sent to either side. Now Day will motion back. It'll be trips off the right side. Moore will get the carry, looking for something off the left side. That time, nothing doing. Tariq Smith, the first man on the scene, and then cleaned up for Lacey by number 42, Mark Shepard.
It's a big series for Lacey here defensively. They can't allow the Mariners to drive this one here after that last second touchdown they scored.
This time it'll be Husney. He will keep it, break the tackle box, go to the far side. Hash mark tripped up right before midfield. About a two-yard gain. We'll make it second and eight. 10:15 to go here in our third quarter. Mariners up by a score of 13-7.
Definitely been the tackling by Lacey that has hurt him, Matt. They have made initial stops, as we've mentioned, the entire game, but the second efforts out of Day and Moore and Husney have provided the Mariners with ample yards.
Split back set, swing pass to the right side. Moore will catch it right near the line of scrimmage. Fall forward for maybe a half a yard. It will sit up fourth down and about seven, and Toms River North will have to punt the football.
Yeah, you play field position right now, right on the 50-yard line. You'd hope to get this one down to maybe inside the 20 to maybe the 10-yard line and keep Lacey back in their own end.
At first punt of the night here for Toms River North, Pete Colon, number 27, will move back into punt formation. Referees will stop play here. North had to use a timeout.
Yeah, they were a man short.
Timeout, Mariners.
They were a man short. Day was not on the field. He runs out now. So that, you like to keep those timeouts in your pocket.
Connor Davies is the punt returner. Not many times to see your quarterback double as your punt return man.
Did they issue North a timeout there? I don't know if they did or not.
Not sure. Fourth down here and seven. Lacey showing pressure off the edge. Cologne maybe had it deflected, and it will be a very short punt. Bounce out at the 35-yard line, and now walking back up to the 40. That's a 10-yard punt.
Tell you who it was in a second, Matt. Number 14, Alex
Peshock,
who got a piece of it. If he didn't get a piece of it, he definitely altered Cologne's kick. And as you said, a 10-yard punt. Might as well have gone for it, right?
At that point, for sure. Lions will come out with their first set of downs here in the third quarter. Change of possession comes at the 9:03 mark here in the third. Davies gets it off the shotgun. Looking to run quarterback draw. He didn't like what he saw off the right guard. Doesn't like what he sees off the right tackle spot either. This time is slowed down for a loss of one. Deshaun Copes, the junior defensive end, first man on the scene.
The other thing I like about the Mariner defense is their pursuit. A lot of kids around the football. That time, Davies started inside, went outside, had no room either place. Outcome, 2-yard loss.
Davies will set here on second and a long 11 with two receivers to either side. Ball sitting in the middle part of the field right now. George Sayer, the single back, he'll stay in to help block. Now crossing pattern over the middle, the intended target, Mike Bocchini. And that will fall incomplete. Now set up third down and long.
Of course, Davies' brother played his football for his dad at Howell High School.
On third down and 11, Lions trying to do whatever they can to extend this drive here a little bit. Still within a score, 13-7. Tom Zivernew, a three-man rush. They drop eight, the Mariners do. Davies looking to step up in the pocket. Cannot get past Deshaun Copes, who at the very last second put on a good burst of speed for a guy 6'2", 255. The junior defensive end will force a fourth down and 10, and Davies will have to punt it away. Davies will kick it away here. Watts and Carrington both drifting back around their 25-yard line will split the field at the hash marks. Good snap. Davies under no pressure. Wobbly kick angled to his right. Fielded and then dropped by Carrington, but Watts had come over to set himself as a blocker, and he's able to fall on the football and keep it for Toms River North. Another change of possession, this one coming at the 7:22 mark in the third quarter. It is still 13-7 in favor of Toms River North.
That's why you put two guys back there on punt return. If one fumbles, the other one recovers.
I don't know that that's the designation for it, but it worked, well that time.
It sure did.
Husney will keep it this time off the left side. He's got good speed around the left end, and he will run out of bounds after a 9-yard pickup. This one out to the 41-yard line. Second and one coming up. He's got some speed, the young sophomore Ed.
Yes, he does. You know who he ironically reminds me of? A kid who's playing in this game when he was a sophomore, Connor Davies. Connor got in a couple of those games as a sophomore when Kelly had that concussion problem his junior year. Looks exactly like Davies used to play.
Simple off tackle play here will get a first down for Tom Zivernorth as Asante Moore with two hard yards to the 45-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10.
Been a pretty clean game, Matt, huh? Not a whole lot of penalties, no holding penalties, no procedure penalties.
Here's Moore again, working through the middle part of the line, falling forward to the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 4 to bring up second and 6. Nose man Troy Dittenhofer will make the tackle.
Don't get tired!
Opening game of the season for both of these teams. And on second and six, it'll be Husney off a jet sweep fake going into the Lacey sideline. See where he stepped out of bounds. It'll be close to a first down. Needed to get to the Lion 45-yard line. It looks like it's going to be just a little shy.
Yeah, maybe a half a yard.
Go, back up. Third and short. This has usually been Asante Moore to have his number call. Parker Day in motion. It is Moore off the right side. He'll have the first down.
Moore on the right side.
Had been very, very impressed with the running style of Asante Moore. You know, we mentioned his size, 5'10", so maybe that's right, maybe an inch or so off. But he does expose a lot of himself to hits, but he's able to absorb all of them.
And bounce off them. You know, me, you, everybody on the Lacey sideline knew Moore was getting it that time, but you got to stop him.
Here's Moore again, and he slips past first contact behind the line of scrimmage, gets forward to the 38-yard line. There it will be second down and six. Still rolling here in the third quarter, just past the midway point, 5:50 to go.
You know, what this attack does that the Mariners are running tonight is it allows them to keep Lacey offense off the field. They're churning out first downs here.
Fake to Day off the left side. Right back up the middle is Husney. He'll be close to another first down.
Boy, it's nice to have those third and ones, third and a half yard, isn't it?
It's been three consecutive third downs. It's been really short.
Yeah, third and inside of a yard for to pick up the first. A lot easier. And guess who's getting the ball, Matt? Well, it's not Moore because he's on the sidelines. But I bet you Day gets this one.
Day has the single back. Watts will motion.
Whoa.
Day almost lost it going through the line. He'll have the first down, turning his way down towards the 30. Ball popped out there late again, but that time clearly Day was down. Got a little bit of the dropsies here.
Yeah, he dropped that kick off, and that time he's got to protect the ball a little bit, the young player for the Mariners. Both of them, you know, when Moore is in the game, Day goes to that slot, so he's a dual threat.
This time Moore back in. Good spin move, breaking through tackles. And getting, I'd say, 6, 7, maybe 8 extra yards from when he was first hit.
Well, I'm going to make it even more than that, Matt. I was going to say 10-plus because he easily got the first down, and they're going to stop the clock to reset the chains. But he was hit in the backfield, and just a tremendous run. He needs a blow. He did miss the last two scrimmages for the Mariners, so he's not in tip-top game shape yet.
Well, he's getting a heavy workload tonight.
Yes, he is. And he wanted out right there, but Dave Oswitz keeps him in the ball game, and he gets the ball again.
He'll get the carry, slip past the first tackle, break the plane of the line of scrimmage, down to the 18-yard line for a gain of two.
You know, he's got that lateral move, that lateral step that all the good backs have after he gets the ball. He takes a quick lateral step, not losing any speed when he does it.
This time it'll be Day, who's a great change of pace back. Quick first step, more of a straight-ahead downhill runner, even for his size, down to the 9-yard line where it'll be first and goal. We talked about the schedule for both of these teams coming up. Toms River North home next week for Brick Memorial, then at Toms River South, at Marlboro, at Jackson. Certainly two of those games will go a long way to determining just how good this football team can be. Both of those games, the A-South matchups, and both on the road at South. At Jackson, next coming up here for Lacey. They'll entertain Jackson on Saturday afternoon in Southern Ocean County, then at Brick Memorial, Toms River South, and Manalapan. So that's a pretty difficult stretch.
Yeah,
both of these teams will have to go through.
You know, they don't get a W tonight. They will be underdogs in a few of those games.
Second and goal from the Lacey 8-yard line. Watson motion. Here's Day off the left side. Bouncing his way down to the 5-yard line for a gain of about 3. Make it now third and goal.
And the drive just eats and eats the clock up. We are at the 3:10 mark and running here, and the Mariners continue. And they're running a fast-paced, no-huddle offense.
13-7, Thompson River North trying to build on that lead. Here's Husney, keeping it, and will get in for the touchdown. That's his second rushing touchdown of the night. Comes from 5 yards out to go along with the throwing score. The sophomore who got tons of time last year, showing it's paying dividends here tonight at Gernard Field.
They are not chasing the point here. They're going to kick it.
Here's Beha for the extra point. Good leg, strong kick. Kick is up and good. Late third quarter, 20-7. Thompson River North leads this one with 2:53 to go. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard in Brick, one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers, and your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. Visit mulberrystreet.net. 20-7 our score here. Thompson River North has opened up a two-score advantage as they lead the visiting Lions of Lacey. Alessandro Imperial, the chief, getting set to kick off.
He'll love it.
At the 40-yard line. Wilson back deep, and it will be Wilson to get it inside his own 10-yard line. Gets to the 20, 25, makes a stutter move, gets to the far side hash mark, and now to the sideline. Pushed out past the 35-yard line, out to the 38. So the Lions with decent field position to start here, but do trail by 13 points at 20-7.
Matt, I got a little info on Mr. Parker Day, the young sophomore. By the way, we've seen back-to-back nights, two pretty good sophomores. Golic last night for Jackson, only a sophomore, and Parker Day, only a sophomore. He played varsity last year. He was with the varsity all year. Didn't play a whole lot till the last game, the Egg Harbor game. Asante Moore had about 200 yards. They took him out in the romp. Day came in, ran for about 75 yards, and they knew they had something.
First down at 10. Yeah, they've got a full complement of backs. Pass to the outside, hauled in by Mike Bocchini. That one out to the 43-yard line. Good enough for a gain of about 6. Second and 4 now for the Lions. I mean, you think you've got more. You've got Husney, who's shown he can run. Parker Day, Craig, and Carrington on the outside. Watts has been involved in the offense, too. That's a lot of weapons to kind of design an offense around.
And a lot of young weapons, too, you know, for the future. But you're right. They knew last year, you know, it's tough to suffer through a 1-9 season, but they knew they'd get better, and the kids, you know, stuck with it, which they obviously have. And Lacey will use a timeout here, Matt. I don't know if you want to take a break.
No, we'll keep it here.
Okay, you know, you suffer through 1-9. You got to keep the kids together. Kids nowadays find other things to do. You know, 1-9, you know, not too many wins. I'm going to quit. But Dave Ozowitz and the coaches kept them together, hit the weight room hard. It's paying off right now because they are dominating this game, and this game could very easily be in the 30s, Matt. I know you agree with that, and the Mariners lead it 20-7, but very easily could put 30 on the board tonight.
I would agree. Mariners, despite the score being maybe a little bit closer to me, have been far and away the more impressive of the two teams here tonight. Now, let's also say that when we were given the starting lineup for Lacey, there was a lot of not playing tonight injured, not playing tonight injured, which definitely impacts maybe what the Lions could or would be doing. But as the old saying goes, you play who you can play.
That's right. They also have a couple kids that were hurt in other sports last year with ACLs and things like that who weren't even on the team this year, Lester and Sporotnik.
Davies wants to throw under pressure, heavy blitz. Good job of just reverse pivoting to get out of the way. And let's see where they mark him, stepping out of bounds close to the line of scrimmage. Davies just running for his life to try and extend the play.
Well, big third down right here. You don't want to punt it back to the Mariners. The Mariners just will not give up the ball once they get it with their punishing ground attack. last thing the Lions want to do is have to punt this one away.
Davies here with 1:55 to go. Mariners will rush four. Now make it five. Bubble screen was set up, and it was caught.
Oh,
and
no.
Then
they're going to throw a flag on that. He caught the ball on his knee and then got hit. I don't know if that's a necessary penalty. I don't agree with that, Matt, at all. You saw that one, right?
I did. I was a little shielded, but it will be a personal foul. Ethan Blackwell was the target.
You know, it was a bubble screen. He was coming back to the middle. The ball was a little low. He went down. Blackwell made a nice catch on it and caught the ball on his knee as the north ball carriers were coming in. And tough call, I think. But nonetheless, it gives Lacey a much-needed first down to keep the drive going.
Absolutely. They needed that just to extend this a little bit, see if they can get a score and get back into the game. Four wide receivers set, two to either side for Davies. Wants to throw, lets it fly. It's Bocchini who will make the catch and then quickly tripped up by the cover man, Darian Carrington, who will make the stop. About a five-yard pickup, second, and what we'll call a long five here for the Lions.
I was just going to say, the Mariners have substituted at their corners a little bit, getting some of those offensive players into the game now, also on defense, one of them, Carrington.
Watts will come back in, give Lewis a break. Mentioned not many guys going both ways, but a lot of the starters on one side that we've seen on the other side of the ball, like you
at
just
one
made
time
mention.
Or another, yes.
Carrington's an offensive starter. He might not be a defensive starter, but he plays.
Yes.
Working down late stage here of the third quarter. Mariners with some late movement here. Showing blitz off the top of the edge. Davies rolling right, wanting to throw. Catch is made by Blackwell. Forward progress will get him close to a first down. He got hit and knocked back about 5 or 6 yards. But right at the stick, it'll be...
Did well just to hold on to that
ball. Yeah, that was a pretty good shot that was delivered. Third and about a half yard, the call right now, as we are down to 10 seconds remain here in the quarter. Davies will come up under center. Straight eye formation, Wilson and Sayer. And on the quarterback sneak, it will be Connor Davies to get the first down, and that will take us to the end of quarter number three. Teams will switch ends. We've got one more quarter to go here. It's Tom's River North 20, Lacey 7. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.